Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Devin Nunes, the guru, the CEO, the boss of Truth Social, a social media platform that is at the right moment, at the right place, at the right time to make it clear to people that there is a difference between freedom of speech and the way it was practiced these last years by other social media platforms. There is a big difference. Freedom of speech is guaranteed. It's a part of why America is exceptional. However, suddenly it was regulated speech, and freedom of speech was regarded as a threat to the republic. To characterize that as foolishness is an understatement. But we're going to move to the politics of the moment, because now that the House of Representatives is in the hands of the Republican Party for the next 2 years, we can anticipate there'll be more revelations about the misbehavior of social media platforms and other details that have not been investigated or talked about or covered or asked about these last years. And leading all of this is Kevin McCarthy, your colleague. So congratulations to Kevin McCarthy. What are your thoughts about the voting, what was it, 15 ballots? Did that surprise you in any fashion, or is this the good old Republican Party acting scrupulously, but at the same time, a little clumsy?
Well, John, thank you. And as you well know, we spent one of the segments talking about the San Joaquin Valley, the breadbasket of the solar system, where I represented for so many years, and where my family still lives. And, you know, as you know, I commute between California and the free state of Florida, Sarasota, Florida, where the headquarters of True Social are. So I really get to see the tale of two states, you know, kind of up front and personal. It's just amazing every day. But I bring this up because Kevin McCarthy was my neighbor. He represented the, and still does, the southern San Joaquin Valley. And I represented the central San Joaquin Valley. So we worked together closely for many, many years on an array of topics, including water, which we just covered in one of the last segments. So, you know, you look at, you know, Kevin McCarthy, I think he doesn't get credit for where credit is due. And that is that he, of all people, was the one who has been recruiting candidates, raised money, was all the candidates were well-funded throughout the country. The Republicans challenged in places we had never challenged before. And of course, if you look at the results, it wasn't what people wanted. But remember in 2020, we won seats. We won some seats when they said we were going to lose 15 seats. And then again, we won enough seats. Republicans, I say we, because it's, you know, I still am a Republican, obviously not in the Congress, but a lot of my old colleagues had enough to win the House of Representatives. And I think what you see here is Kevin McCarthy's paying a price for the almost like non-existent challenge to McConnell in the Senate, where McConnell came out and did the unthinkable 6 weeks before the election and trashed his own candidates and didn't fund his own candidates. And look, and I've worked with Mitch McConnell for many years. I have no reason not to, I had a great working relationship with him over the years. But look, it's not explainable why you would trash your own candidates. And there was just like almost an immediate coronation after the election, which I think it leaves a lot of people scratching their head, being that, you know, not only did you not win the Senate, but you trashed the candidates on your way to not winning the Senate. And I think there's probably more to come there. And then, of course, you have the RNC. I think there's a lot of concern about, you know, still the 2020 election ballot harvesting. Was the Republican Party properly organized in order to go out and challenge these questionable ballot harvesting propositions that have now propped up in states outside of California. And Kevin McCarthy, I think, is paying the price for inadequacy at the, on the Senate races and at the RNC. And I think he's taken on a lot of water for a guy who, you know, look, I've watched him for many, many years. Nobody works harder than him. And he is a guy that knows over the years there's been that I served in Washington. There are people that specialize in politics and races and recruitment, knowing where all the races are, knowing where all the district boundaries are. And Kevin McCarthy is one of these few people. In fact, he's one of the best. I mean, there's not a district he hasn't been to. He knows it really, really well. I mean, when you compare him to Paul Ryan, I mean, there's no question that Kevin McCarthy just, you know, just really understood the battlefield. And, you know, it takes me back to, you know, my early days in Congress. Anybody that was even comparable to Kevin McCarthy and his, in kind of his studious nature about knowing every district and how they're configured and how to win them. You would have to go back to Tom Davis, which is a name probably nobody, you know, hasn't been around for almost 20 years now. He represented Northern Virginia, but he was well known for knowing every single district around the country. And Kevin McCarthy is every bit as good as Tom Davis was. And I think he doesn't get the credit for that. And just on the, you know, at the end of the day, it's a close number in the House. There's only a 4-seat majority for the Republicans. And it creates where any, you know, you get 5 members that team up. It doesn't matter who they are. You know, a lot of people say, oh, these are conservatives, these are this. Well, like almost every Republican in the Congress now is conservative, John. This is not your, you know, the old Republican Party where you had a, you know, moderates from, you know, New York and California and some of, you know, some of the big cities. As you know, John, the Republicans own the rural areas and some of the suburbs, and the Democrats completely control the big cities and most of the suburbs. You have to get to the exurbs, I think, is what Selena Zito calls them, to where Republicans still dominate. And we have a country that is just completely divided among the big city states and the rest of the country. It doesn't really matter what the state boundaries are. You know, even in California, the Republicans represent the rural areas by and large. So that's really what it comes down to. And I just differ with a lot of people that may say, oh, there's like some conservative wing. There's not really a conservative wing. I mean, there's very, very few moderates that are left. And when I say very few, John, maybe 2 or 3 Republicans that I would say even fit the moderate, even somewhere near moderate, were probably when I came into Congress back in 2002, there was a pretty sizable wing of 20 or 30 moderates. So what does that mean, John? It means that any 5 people on any given day can decide, well, we're the true conservatives, or we're for freedom, or we're for this or that, and 5 can gang up and bring the Congress to a halt. And that's what happened here. It was nothing more than that. And I know all these guys. I served with all of them, and you know, I don't want to challenge their motives. But as I said, any 5 can do this on any given day. Why did they do this? Why did they take this to 15 ballots when, you know, this hasn't been done since the Civil War? I don't know. I can't answer that. I just know that, you know, we are now weeks delayed of really the only power that the Republicans have left in Washington right now is through the House of Representatives. And it's that subpoena power in order to get to the bottom of the corruption in our government, mainly by the Department of Justice and many other agencies that we've talked about. And why you would want that delayed, I scratch my head over it. I don't buy an argument that it's because, oh, it's the conservative wing or conservative faction. That's just simply not the case. And now what's done is done. And now the Republicans have to get down to what they have left to do. And that is all they can really do now is investigate. And that's because, you know, the Republicans in the Senate, Mitch McConnell agreed to a spending bill along with all, you know, not one Republican in the House voted for it. It was a Democrat spending bill, and the power of the purse has been stripped away from the Republicans until 2024. So in 2023, there's only investigations. And so I will hope that my colleagues focus on those investigations and spend all their time getting to the root of the problem here to try to get at the corruption and at least expose it. You know, a lot of people, you know, are upset just as I am. I'm probably the most upset outside of President Trump that Durham has not been able to bring, you know, to deliver on prosecutions in his investigations. He's much like Twitter. He's, and much like Elon Musk, he's put out there a lot of dirt, a lot of exposure. And it started with what we did during the Russiagate fiasco. That was our investigation that exposed all this. And so the Republicans, they don't have guns, they don't have badges, they don't have handcuffs, they can't put people in jail, but they damn sure can expose. And that's the one power they have left, and they need to move quickly on it and quit messing around and wasting time. And I would say they wasted a lot of time this week.
A detail about Kevin McCarthy. My impression, because I've never met him, only read about him, and I've listened to you speak of him over the years, is that he's a terrific fundraiser. He's as good as any speaker in my memory at raising funds. Also, it's very likely that he will be as vigorous in raising funds for and helping reelect the four or five votes who voted against him as he will be for those who are on his team. That's my impression of reading about him. Is that accurate, Devin?
Well, John, and we don't really have a choice. McCarthy and the Republicans, they all have to be together from here on out because, you know, you forget, it's a four-seat majority.
Right.
So there's no time to waste. And every one of those members, Republicans, needs to come back in order for the Republicans, you know, 2 years will go by quickly. You know, already in a presidential cycle, right. People are already announcing for president. And so, you know, every Republican's got to work together so that they all come back and hopefully they can even gain some seats. So that's, I'm sure, what they're going to be focused on. Hopefully they can just put all this behind them and let bygones be bygones and get to what they have left to do, and that is investigations.
Devin Nunes, the guru, the CEO of Truth Social, a new social media platform I recommend, as I recommend the First Amendment. You know, it works. He's also a former member of Congress representing the breadbasket of the universe, now still struggling with the policy decisions made by Sacramento and Washington over the years, and also a good colleague of the new Speaker of the House. Congratulations to Kevin McCarthy of the breadbasket of the universe, the San Joaquin Valley. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.